Air quality alert. Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 64. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 57 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0800 hours. Partly sunny. 57 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0900 hours. Partly sunny. 63 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 1000 hours. Mostly sunny. 70 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. Degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, KFA-EDQ, Mike from Saginaw Township, and I'm listening.
Air quality alert. K KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening, 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. KADAC.
KE8AHW, KE8AHW, this is KC8YVF. Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net.
My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. The net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, and getting acquainted with the fellow hams and general fellowship. This is a direct net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, whether you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I'll take check-ins from those operators who are on mobile, short time, or are in and out. Please call now.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Papa Charlie Quebec, K-E-8-P-C-Q. Dave in Bay City, I'll be in and out. 7-3, Ron.
Okay, I got you, Dave. Any other mobile short-time or in and out stations? Okay, I'll go to Echolink. Do we have any Echolink stations for the net tonight? Please call now. All right, we'll continue with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net, call now.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, KSA EVQ, Mike from Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Dave, WADW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is
says November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob, Frankmuth Township, no traffic.
This is KDA-DAZ, Minnie, Bert, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list that I have it. I have KEA-TCQ, that was in and out, KFA-EDQ, WADW, KD8MMH, N8KPR, KD8PAZ. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call down.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up Rick. Any others?
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Gotcha, Tom. Any other check-ins for the net? Okay, good evening, everyone. This was supposed to be Randy's net tonight, but obviously something's come up, and he's not able to make as net control this evening, so I'll be acting as net control for tonight. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Weekend was very nice. Not quite as humid and hot, and it was kind of nice weekend for once, but the heat and humidity, I guess, build in during the week, and we're back up to the 90s by Saturday and Sunday. So although we could use, again, some rain, but the chances from the local TV stations are in the 10 to 20%, so little or nothing basically coming through the weekend. So I'm still out watering the gardens and the vegetable garden, the flowers gardens, and anything else that needs a little bit of water but my lawn. That's the only thing I don't water, so it's kind of a lost cause right now unless Mother Nature does her job and waters it for me. So not watering it off my water bill, that's for sure. All right, first up on the list, KFA-EDQ, Mike, stand by WADW. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, KCAYVF. This is KFA-EDQ. Thanks for doing the net, Ron. I don't have too much else to report. I mean, I'm out relaxing in my backyard, realizing that I haven't cut my grass in a couple weeks, and I'm probably going to have to if we get any rain here. There's a couple long spots, but most of it's yellow, so it doesn't really need to be cut, I guess. Yeah, I spent the week, most of the weekend, the mornings at the shelter, and I had to work today. I had a doctor's appointment, and then after work, I was playing around with my DMR hotspot, and I got Yaesu system fusion to cross mode with DMR. So I had a short QSO with somebody over the MI5 statewide one network using system fusion over the hotspot. So that was a good. I guess I'd like to come up with a question. I guess if you could have one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? And with that, I'll answer in the 73 round. This is KFA EDQ. Back to net.
Okay, that's kind of a tall question there. I don't think I could eat the same thing every night for the rest of my life, but I'll think on that one. So, all right, we'll go on down the list here. Let's see what everybody else comes up with. W8DW, standby, KD8MMH. Good evening, Dave.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
W8DW, are you there? Well, his battery might have died on him, as kind of usual. We'll go down to KD8MMH, and then we'll go back to Dave. Go right ahead, Mike.
Hey, KC8YVF. This is KD8MMH. Good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. I'd like to thank everyone that came out to our club meeting Friday night. Had a good club meeting, good turnout, and also a good ice cream social. So thanks, everyone, for that. And then also Saturday morning breakfast, had a fairly good, decent turnout for that, too. Got to see Nate. I haven't seen him in a while, so nice turnout for the club breakfast also Saturday morning. So thanks, everyone, for that. Other than that, looking forward to the National Night Out event tomorrow night out at the soccer fields. Got everything packed up, ready to take out for that I need. Got your pamphlet holders and gaffer's tape packed away there for you, Ron, so all set with that. And as far as the what you can eat every night for the rest of your life, that's a tough one. It'd be tough to do it every night. But I would probably have to go for a New York strip steak, probably, or just a nice good juicy hamburger and fries, too, would work. So other than that, I think that's all I've got. I think this will be my only go-around, too, Ron, so you can mark me out after this one. Say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. Looking forward to seeing some people tomorrow night out at the National Night Out. KD8MMH, back to that control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Ron.
All right, Mike, yeah, you did my public service announcement for me. That was good. Tomorrow night out at Saginaw Township Shopper Soccer Field on McCarty Road between Bay Road and Mackinac. Setup begins at 7 p.m. The event starts at 6, runs to about 9 or so. We will have the county communications trailer out there. We'll have brochures and information for the public as they come out. We'll have some other things set up and that, and generally we talk to the public about amateur radio, emergency services, our Skywarn weather spotting, and anything else they'd like to talk about, I guess. So if I got like 5 people, I think, coming out at portions of the night, so that should suffice, but you're always welcome to come out, hang out at the trailer, come out and see all the events that are going on. They have a variety of different law enforcement vehicles there from around the county, fire departments from around the county, usually the dive team, the SWAT team, MDOT's there. Hopefully we have the helicopters, or at least you know, 1 or 2, 3, 5, 7, whatever they got scheduled. Hopefully that happens tomorrow as well. Weather is looking beautiful, so no problems with the weather getting anybody in and that. So bring water if you need to. There will be usually refreshments there. One of the local Boy Scouts or something serves has the concession stands with hot dogs and chips and drinks and that stuff too. So everyone's welcome to come out and check things out about emergency services from around the county. Let me break. All right, Dave, WABW, back in there.
KCYVF, WADW. Yeah, my HT was yelling at me that I had a low battery. Face 8, I actually had a pretty nice piece of filet yesterday, though, so I say red meat and name anything with it. Anyway, I don't have a whole lot more. I'm just going to see 73, catch everyone later. It'll be my one and done there, Ron, and we'll see everyone double log. KC, YVF, WADW.
All right, Dave, yeah, that's what I figured. You usually, your battery runs dry on you. I got to call you earlier today and make sure you charge your radio up before you get the net, so, or at least have a couple of them handy so when one dies, you grab the other one. But I know how that is. I have them all lined up, but neglect to keep them charged always on a regular basis. I have to grab one, and then one dies, and I grab another one, and that goes for a while, so... not real prepared at those sometimes, so I just have enough radios that I carry them all. One of them's got to work, I guess. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on down the list with an 8KPR. Bob, stand by Mini. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, everybody else on the net. Oh, kind of a abstract day today. Did some of this and some of that. Did some watering. I had some projects I was working on that, and they kind of take a while to do. So, it, you know, I'll work on it for a little while, and then I'll let it sit to the side, and then I'll start it again, and because I got a process to it where stuff's got to dry, then I got to add more to it, then that's got to dry, and so I just put some staining on it today, and three or four of them, and I got to let that dry for a day or two before I continue on with the next process. But not much else going on, just got some, like I said, some of this and some of that. I got a lot of small projects I got to take care of. I was pulling weeds and, you know, things like that. But I was busy all day. That's all I know. I was busy all day long. Oh, then I had a problem with my table saw. I was trying to move it to a 45-degree angle, and this jam nut, or not a jam nut, but this block fell off, and I couldn't get it on, so I was able to tip it on its side because I couldn't get to it any other way. And I got everything straightened around, but now I can't lift it up. I'm surprised I got it down. But, it's a cast iron, it's a Craftsman, 10-inch Craftsman table saw, and it's laying on one of the arms, on one of the wings, and I cannot lift that doggone thing up. So I don't want to hurt myself. So now when the neighbor's got some free time, he can over to help me get it back up on the right side. But with that said, I guess we're done for this round. Back to net control and AKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, there's always work to do. That's what I was doing around the weekend. I finished staining the backside of my new garden fence, so that's all done. Now the next thing is to take out the old fence, straighten the posts, and put the new fence up. So that'll maybe happen this weekend. We'll see what's going on. And go from there, and yeah, that's what I helped too. My wife was weeding one of her gardens and got it pretty much done, and I was working on another part of the garden. I trimmed bushes on Sunday, got all of those trimmed up, so things are looking better again. But oh yeah, it's never an ending battle, that's for sure. And the weather didn't bother me, at least the smoke alert or that didn't bother me on Saturday or Sunday. I was out there most of the day. But boy, today it got both my wife and I. I rode the motorcycle to work, and boy, I had to close up the helmet. My eyes was watering. My throat got really itchy. I started coughing. So once I got to work in the air conditioning and got some hot tea in me and to kind of calm my throat and that, things worked out well. So we'd had the windows open and that in the house with the air conditioning off for the last few days, so I told her, get the air back on, close things back up, let the HEPA filter and the air conditioner clean things up in the house here, because we were both getting bothered by it, which is not something I've normally had problems with before. All right, next up on the list, KDA-PAZ, stand by, KCA-VOA. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KCA-YVF. This is KDA-PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys down here. Got a pretty good group in here tonight. Not doing much. Joey come and mowed my lawn. That's the guy that, his name is Joe, and he just lives half a mile down by my daughter, so he come and mowed my lawn today, so I got that taken care of. So probably be another 2 to 3 weeks before he mows it again. Other than that, haven't been doing much of anything. This is KDA-DAZ, back to KCA-YVF.
All right, Minnie. Yeah, I got some spots that could use some mowing, but I think I could take a pair of snippers, by hand snippers, and do those. Yeah, it's not much that I have to do. Primary, the only thing that's still green is right where the downspouts come out. So what little rain I did get washed down the downspouts, and that's out of a couple of feet from each one of those. It's green grass, but other than that, it's pretty much yellow. Not much. The weeds are still green. They always manage to stay green, but that's about it. So, yeah, I haven't mowed in 3 weeks and probably won't need to mow for quite some time unless we get some substantial rain to make things grow again. All right, next up on the list, KCA-DOA, stand by, NADUI. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, everybody in the net. Hope everyone is doing well. Yeah, the weather, the smoke has made things a little rough at times, but we have to take that with a grain of salt. At least the weekend was a nice weekend. You don't get much nicer than that. Looks like the following weekend is going to be pretty warm, unless the weather forecast change, but right now they're saying in the 90s. Not a whole lot new going on here. I had my doctor's appointment, so right now I'm... got my dark glasses on. My eyes dilate. When they dilate my eyes, it stays dilated for about 24 hours, so it makes it kind of rough. And not doing a whole lot when that happens, but can't read, can't do much of anything, so just kind of sit back and take it easy. Tomorrow morning will be better. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot more to say. I guess if I had to pick one meal to live on, I guess I'd pick like a buffet, like Old Country Buffet or Golden Corral, something like that. I'd pick a buffet out, I guess. That'd probably be the best way to do it. Other than that, I'm going to say 73, and I am one and done. KC8BOA, back to KC8YVF.
Okay, Rick. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. That way you've got a variety. Yeah, I didn't think of that. I kind of know what my wife would say, so when it comes down to my turn, I'll go over that. But all right, next up on the list, NADUI, and we'll be at the bottom. We'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Ron. This is NADUI. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's staying well and get through the summer of the heat and humidity. I cut the grass last Thursday, I think it was, and I got like 1.5 bags of clippings. It just is not growing at all. All I'm doing is just leveling it off because I got this tall fescue, which grows faster than the fine fescue, so I just cut it just to level it off so it looks halfway decent. But with the lack of rain, the tall fescue isn't even growing, so everything is pretty well. It doesn't look much longer than I cut it. I'm going to cut it Wednesday, whether it's taller or not. Let me rake real quick. And let's see. We washed the camper over the weekend, put Rain-X on the windows and clean it all up. Just a liquid that goes in the tires, make it look black magic, it's called. It's got a nice cherry flavor, cherry scent to it, Put on the tires, they can look nice and black and clean looking. And so we're going camping this week, Thursday, my wife and I are taking our granddaughter camping, and we'll come back next Monday afternoon. And then she'll stay one more night. We'll take her back Tuesday. So, but that's about it on this end. Good to see everybody at the meeting last Friday night, and the ice cream social, and the club breakfast the following morning, Saturday morning. So, so I'm going to talk to back to Net and Control, and I got to think about what I would eat, if there was anything I was going to eat, one thing. I've got to catch you on the second round and explain what I'd like to do. I'm still thinking. So anyway, this is any UI toss in the back. Thanks very much.
All right, Tom, yeah, it was good all the way around over the weekend, some good club events here, and I just noticed my down in the basement, and the cats, my wife must have let them out in the garage because two of them just managed to push the basement door open or are down here visiting, so I seen something move and kind of scared me. I turned around and it's one of them standing next to me, so wasn't expecting that. Yeah, like I said, for me, I was working around the house and doing things all weekend long here. And yesterday I had a birthday party from a friend of ours. When we moved in to Saginaw, a place out at Lawndale Estates, they lived in the mobile home that was behind us. And it was Grandma and Grandpa with Mom and son, and the son was about, you know, I'm going to say 12 years old at the time. My daughter was, I think, 7. So a few years different in between. He might have been a little older. Well, he just turned 50 years old, so he lives off in center by Brockway. So he'd invited us over, part of his friends and everybody else, so we went over there and visited with him. We haven't seen him in a while. So, yeah, we've known him for about 35 years. And, yeah, just had his grandparents. They passed away a number of years ago, and his mother passed away quite a while ago, too. So really he has a few aunts and uncles around the Saginaw area, but that's it. So we were over there on Saturday visiting for a few hours there and still working out around the house and that. But, yeah, Friday night it was a good club meeting. We had 13 people that were there for the meeting and the ice cream social. We had 4 people that were there, and Nate. We kind of messed him up. Mike put in the email that he sent out, that 8:30 question mark. And the question mark is kind of we would decide at the club meeting if we were going to move the time, because Levi's is now opened earlier in the morning. So we decided that we would go back at the next meeting or the next month, back to 8:30, our normal time. Well, Nate showed up at 8:30, and the rest of us showed up at 9, so he ate his breakfast and came over and visited with us for another hour or so, but we had 5 of us for breakfast, which was pretty good, and that was fine. So, all right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins before we go to the 73 round? Call now. Okay, it'll be a short 73 round. KF8, EDQ, you're up first, Mike, followed by NAKPR. Good evening again, Mike.
Yeah, thanks again for doing the net tonight, Ron. It's, I saw on the website that you're always taking new coordinators, so new net coordinators. That made me, that's something I might be interested in doing. What's going on with me this week? I took tomorrow afternoon off, so because I have a dentist appointment, and then after that, Ducky and I are going down to the My Michigan Hospital to go through volunteer or orientation, so we can visit the hospital and visit patients. Together, Ducky's a certified therapy dog, and this is one of her first assignments, so we'll see how that goes. We'll get introduced to some of the folk down at the hospital. What would I eat for the rest of my life? I love burgers, but, especially Culver's burgers, but yesterday when Minnie said she had a roast beef, like a stew of some sort, I guess I would go with roast beef with gravy, with potatoes and carrots and maybe some stuffing and like German hard rolls and a stick of butter. I could go for some of that. Yeah, this is KFA-EDQ, back to net. Thank you very much. 73s, everybody.
All right, Mike, that sounds good. For me, for my wife, she would probably eat tacos every day, because she wants to make tacos like once a week, and I'm good, every couple of weeks, but not once a week, so that would probably be hers. A couple of my favorite meals as far as that, Rick would be one thing. I could do Chinese buffet pretty much and come out with something at least out of that every day that I could eat. So that would change things up, but that's not one thing. That's one place, I guess. One thing that I do like when I do make it is scalloped potatoes and ham. And when I do make that, I make a large roaster full. I mean, I will make 5 pounds of potatoes and a half a ham in that, and I can basically sit down and eat almost the whole thing in one sitting. I mean, that's something I could almost eat every single night. And the other thing which gets real rich, and that would be crab legs. I love crab legs, so those are kind of the two things I could at least trade off. If I had to pick one, I guess I'd take the scalloped potatoes and ham because they would go down a little easier. A nice salad with that, and vegetable like corn on the cob or something, that would work really well and kind of satisfy me. And for anybody that does like crab, which I found out that's fairly inexpensive now because seafood isn't, is Castaways up in Bay City on Thursday night does 1 pound and 2 pound crab legs. The 1 pound I think is like $19.95 with a couple of sides. And the 2 pounds is $25.99, which nowadays isn't too bad for crab. And I mean, I can eat a lot of crab, but it actually fills me up now. So it's a fairly good bargain nowadays for the snow crab, at least. So if you like anything like that, Castaways up in Bay City has it on Thursday night all day, or basically all night long. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. We'll move down to NAKPR, standby KD8BAZ. Good evening again, Bob.
Good evening. Yeah, I should have asked this the first round over, but I have a Craftsman garage door opener, and I think I installed it maybe about 30 years ago, and anyways, for some weird reason, I can't figure it out. I've been on YouTube and asked people, and nobody's can really tell me anything, but it will only, with the remote controls, it will only open. It won't close. And the eyes aren't blocked. The eyes have worked just fine because I've walked in front of them when it was going down just to test them. Walked in front of them as the garage door is coming down, and it went right back up. So, you know, I know it's not the eyes, but with the remote controls, it won't go down. Now, it'll go up. If you're coming up to the garage and you push your button, it'll go up. And it won't work with in my wife's car. You know, she's got the built-in thing, you know, and it used to always work with that, but that don't work anymore. My remotes, I went to reprogram my remotes to it, you know, to match them up again. I thought maybe it missed a code or something. But now they don't work at all because it won't link up to it. So now they don't do anything. So I don't know if anybody's ran across that problem before, but I've never found anything online about it. But whatever. I may have to get a new garage door opener. I mean, they're not super expensive, so they're less than $200 for a decent one. So yeah, we'll have to go that route. But I just figured I'd throw that out there if somebody knew anything. But that's it. Thanks for doing that, Ron. Sorry I missed the ice cream social, but I was up north again. But 73s, everybody. Have a great week. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
our squelch issue is back, I see. Yeah, I haven't heard of that either. I imagine that the wired remote, the one that you usually have by your back door of the house or whatever, the wired one probably works, but the wireless does not. Something in the RF signal, so I've got to imagine at this point something in the transmitter receiver portion that after 30 years is going bad. So intermittent like that, if it'll go up but not down, something in that RF signal, the transmitter. And I know I had to replace mine. I had a Craftsman in there that lasted probably about 25 years or so. And I just put a new one and a new Craftsman in that I have. And this one's a lot quieter. It's I still got a chain drive. I didn't go for the belt drive. I got a chain drive because that's a little quieter. But it also has Wi-Fi in it. So if I forget to close the garage door, I can bring it up on an app on my phone and open the door and close the door, or I can check it to make sure that it's closed and that. So I've done that before. Pulled out of the driveway, thought I hit the button, or did hit the button, but it didn't work, and I drove off and happened to think, I wonder if I closed it. So I can check the app now and do that. So everything's got Wi-Fi in it now. Even my wife bought a water bowl for the cats that has, you charge it up and it'll circulate the water, so when the cat's in front of it, it'll trigger the mechanism and the water will kind of circulate so they kind of have fresh motion water. Even the cat's water bowl is Wi-Fi now. You can download an app and control the water bowl for the cats. That's going a little bit too far in my estimation at this point. So you can now do that. You can even get a camera for the new ones so you can see if your garage door is open or closed. So some of the nifty things you can get with the new stuff, Bob. All right, next up on the list, Mini, NAKPR, standby, Tom. Try that again, KDAPAZ, and then we'll go to Tom.
Good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Well, I enjoyed Friday night there. I at the meeting and the ice cream social, and I also enjoyed Saturday there and talking with Nate and the rest of you guys. So other than that, just been sitting here and got our wedding reception to go to Saturday, and I know it's going to be hot, but it's outside. It's at my niece's house, so we'll see how that goes. And then my granddaughter's wedding is the 30th of this month, and hopefully it's a nice day then. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Benny. Well, hopefully they have some easy up or tents put up or something for shade, or find a tree to park a chair underneath and take get plenty of water and lemonade or iced tea or whatever to keep hydrated and stay as cool as you can. So that's the best thing I can say for you, at least in that. So hope everything goes well. I know it will. All right, NADUI, you're up next, and then we'll be at the bottom of the list. We'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Ron. This is NADUI again. I guess, thinking about it, if I only have one kind of food, I guess is the question, for the rest of my life, can't deviate from it, I guess I'd have to concur with what Rick said. It'd have to be the buffet. At least you can mix it up a little bit. One place, you can mix it up. I'm not too keen on buffets. Just not a buffet kind of person. However, if I had no choice, it would have to do with buffet. The only reason is just because you can mix it up. I was thinking of pizza. You can kind of mix up pizzas, you know, but over time I think I'd get tired of pizza. At least with a buffet, you can have a pasta main dish or a meat dish or a salad dish, whatever. So that's about all I think I decided on. Just basically it's just the buffet. Let me break real quick. But that's about it. I think I'm going to end it right here. So we're going camping this week, so we're going to enjoy that. It's supposed to be warmer this weekend, but we'll just make the best of it. Granddaughter is pretty active. Where we're going, they have an indoor and outdoor pool, and they have different things to do. So will people entertain? That's the problem with a, I shouldn't say a problem, but that's the challenge with a, if it's a spot we're not camping, you know, we can just sit under a tree and in our gravity chairs, just read a book, but when you have a 9-year-old granddaughter, you know, they want to be doing something, they need to be entertained, so at least where we're going, there's lots of things for kids to do, so. Anyways, I'm going to toss it back and say goodnight to everyone, and hope everybody have a good week. And until then, this is Tom Sagan 73, this is NAPUI. Good night.
All right, Tom, thanks very much for joining us tonight, and enjoyed the weekend and that with you. And hopefully we see you tomorrow night at the National Night Out as well. And I have one of my my littlest cat is now playing with the microphone cord and laying on my lap here. She just turned 1 year old 2 days ago. So she's officially an adult cat, I guess, but she's still our kitten who likes to romp and play and now is trying to eat my microphone cord. So we got to keep her away from that one. We don't need shoot-up cords. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. All right, do I have any rechecks or any other comments for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 9 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, and have a great week. KF8EDQ, are you still there?
Yep, go ahead, Ron. I'm still here.
Yeah, Mike, like I said, we're always looking for net control operators. Obviously, at this point, you know what we do. I'm net control manager for this net and the Sunday night net. So basically, as you general rag two, we do the 2 rounds. You take what I do is I got a spreadsheet, just Excel spreadsheet. I put down the call signs, the names, and after a while, I can just copy and paste from the previous week, basically. Location where they're from, as people check in and out, the times and that. Because at the end of the net, what we generally do, one of two ways, if you've heard before, some of the guys will send me formal radio traffic using a radiogram, and they'll give me some information as far as the number of check-ins, the time for that, because I record that information on another spreadsheet, and monthly I have to turn that into the state NTS traffic system guys, so they put it up and it goes into basically a state police spreadsheet, and that gets posted up on a website as far as things that we do for the state, and this is one of them, being radio traffic and keeping our radio skills up and that, so those are the things that kind of happen. It's not only the net, but it gets posted to other things and counts toward basically credit as far as to the state, so know how much of a value that we are. So if you're interested in doing net control, let me know. There is a script that is up on the club's website that you can download. There's also a schedule that we have. Right now we have a 4-way rotation. We used to have at 1.6 people on the rotation. So if we get up to 5, you're only doing it probably maybe not even once a month, so you're doing it about every 5 weeks. So you may be doing about 8 nets a year is about it.
Roger, roger, Ron. Yeah, I've seen the script on the website, and I would be writing down all everyone's call signs and whatnot, and you'd have to give me the rundown on how to do the formal radio report at the end. And that's not something we have to get to immediately, but that's something I'm interested in learning. And if you, I don't know if you need to send me an email, if I need to, if you need something in writing, I don't know. But you can Yeah, you can put me down as a net controller. That would be cool. Is it okay if I come up with my, if I ask questions, if I have a question of the net, a question of the day?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you have a question about anything during the net, just go ahead and ask me as far as that. Hopefully I have the answer. If not, somebody usually does. I know Randy has been on here, who was supposed to be net control for tonight. He's been doing it for several years. He's not really on the air person, but he decided he was going to take a chance at it and do it. So it's a good thing to be able to learn how to run a net control, and this is just an informal. It is a directed net, meaning that we have a net control operator directing the flow of traffic as such, as people call in and who's ordering that. But it's very informal, and it's very easygoing. This prepares you to do other nets if you get into skywarn nets, emergency nets, and things like that that are much more formal and have specific things that have to be done. So good way to get started. That's how I got started. Get used to talking on the net. You learn the call signs and that. Now, as soon as I hear them key up and I get one syllable out, I can tell someone's voice. I know what their call sign is. I already have it wrote down before I get there. And that's what I do. I write them down all beforehand, and then I transfer them over to the spreadsheet so I can keep those records. Also, at the end of the year, I give out awards for the club and for the Aries group. And a couple of the awards are net participation. Who has participated in the most nets? At the end of the year, the top people get a certificate of appreciation for participating in the net. So some other things that we do as well. So, all right, I will work you into the rotation here within the next few weeks or so and that. And what I'll probably do is add you at the next one. I'm next week that starts the rotation. It'll go through myself. And then it goes to Dave, WEDW, and then to Mike, KD8MMH, goes to Randy, KEHHW, and then we'll put you in on that one. So approximately 5 weeks from now, will be your first time. So it'll give you a little more time to listen, see the flow of things and that. And like I said, you can print out the script that we have that we read off. And go from there. So thank you very much for volunteering. I really appreciate it. It really helps us out. And if you can't do it for some weekend, something comes up, shoot me an email. We'll get somebody on the net before and say, hey, I won't be there next Monday. And I know later on in a couple of weeks here, I'm going to be gone for 2 Sundays and 2 Mondays, so I won't be able to be on the net. I'll be gone out of state. Somebody else will pick up your net, so no big thing there as well. Not a lot of pressure on it. So, all right, I'll let you go for tonight. This is KC8YVF. Back over to you, Mike.
All right, Ron, that sounds good. I have September 7th or 8th will be one of the first nets that I'll do. If you have an email to a link with a schedule with different net operators on there, that way I'll save it in my phone. That way I'll definitely, I like being on the net, doing the nets and, you know, participating on the nets anyway. But yeah, we'll talk again. Have a good night. And, this is KF8EDQ and, I'll be clear.
Mike, there is a schedule that's posted on there. I will update that schedule. So if you go to the k8dac.com website, down three-quarters of the way down the page to the Monday Night Net section, there is a link on there that says 2025 Net Control Operator Schedule. And that shows the schedule of the whole year, what date, who's doing it, their call sign, and their phone number. So if you need to call them and say, hey, you know, Dave or Ron or somebody, can you take my net next week or something? It's up there. So I will rework the schedule. So kind of today was the 4th. I will start. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you'll be September 8th. Monday, September 8th is when we'll do, and I'll rearrange the schedule. and we'll go from there. So, yep, just check that out. It'll show where the rotation that we have it right now, but your first would be September 8th to work yet. So talk to you later, KC8YVF Clear.
All right, copy that, Ron. I found the schedule, thanks. I'll be clear, too. This is KF8EDQ.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. KDAC. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.